Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There's Concert Psyching Rock right there. Korn announced yesterday they're heading to town. They're going to be here with Gojira and Spirit Box, and that's in October.
Have we played them?
Spirit Box?
We did for a wake-up song once. Josh
Ackerman loves them up there at React Defense. Absolutely.
That's why.
Bananas. The way those questionable kids in high school like plays.
I'm not saying anything.
Questionable.
Well, you know, the ones you weren't sure about.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't make them bad people. You just were like, are they into things I'm into or not? Korn, Gojira, and Spirit Box. They're going to be here October 3rd. Talking Stick Resort Amphitheater. If you want to go on to that, tickets are going on sale Friday. Speaking of tickets on sale, in 1 hour and 34 minutes, exactly, Tom Segura tickets are going on sale. And the pre-sale on that begins now. You can use the code Tommy and get the pre-sale code right there.
Tommy!
And I don't know, Matt Komen texted me that, and I don't know where you go for it. You go to standuplive.com for that?
Find out.
Because I know he's not playing there, but I know they're behind it. But Tommy, just know that at 10 o'clock, if you want Tom Segura tickets, Tommy is the code for that, and you get a pre-sale thing. The pre-sale.
TomSegura.com.
TomSegura.com, and you can use Tommy for that. T-O-M-M-Y. Matt says, Segura pre-sale starts tomorrow at 10 a.m. using code Tommy, so mention that on the air tomorrow. I'm like, okay.
Yep, there's a ticket link right on TomSegura.com.
There you go. 10 o'clock. So once again, 1 hour and 33 minutes and 2 seconds. You can go do that and grab yourself some tickets to Tom Segura. A lot of stuff coming to town, including Friday, where Brady's checked the weather. It is going to be a lovely, once again, 18th time we've done it. I think we had one day where it sprinkled a little. It's beautiful. Easter keg hunt Friday morning, and I know a lot of you guys have that off. Easter keg madness begins right when we hit the air, a little bit before, but officially, yeah. Right at 6 in the morning, thanks to our friends at Four Peaks and Action Ride Shop. And here's how you do it. You go out, you find those kegs, and you knock those silly. Now, there will be 98 kegs available for the $5,000 prize. You can find multiple kegs, too. Mark Randall used to always get mad about that. Somebody would roll up with three, and I'm like, good for them. That's getting – there's no limit. If you find 90 of them, there's no limit. You find as many as you want. But you can go out and hunt kegs, the full-size kegs. They will be empty. They will have a KUPD placard on top of them giving you instructions on what to do next. 10 of those kegs that you find Friday will be worth an extra $500 thanks to our friends at Action Ride Shop. We're not going to tell you which ones those are until after they get discovered, which is kind of cool, too. So if you find keg 33 and we say, hey, keg 33 is gone, I'll be like, I don't know who found it. That's an Action Ride Shop keg. Add $500 to your potential $5,000 win. Everybody gets a food gift certificate from Four Peaks, where we're having the party at their tasting room on Wilson. It's the Wilson tasting room. That's why they call it that, because it's on Wilson. We're going to be there afterwards for folks to drop off their kegs, have a little get-together. They got games, all sorts of stuff there, and all the greatness that begins. Now, all that said, that's Friday morning. Weather's perfect. Everybody's out being safe, being smart, all over the place. Tomorrow, our own Brett Vesely will be going to Action Ride Shop with keg number one, as per tradition. You will go there with a bike lock and a code. Also, Brett has something to do later that day, right?
Yeah, I gotta go out to EOS in Goodyear.
EOS Fitness has him out in Goodyear tomorrow from 5 to 7. Maybe you'll have a keg there.
Possibly.
You don't know. Maybe not. Maybe. Now, here's how Brett will have a keg there Thursday. Once you guys crack the code at Action Ride Shop, Brett is going to have two more kegs he's supposed to hide, but he's going to be so busy Thursday. doing the EOS thing and then coming in overnights, you're going to refresh your amazing history.
One night only.
One night performance only.
Yes.
Back with the cockroaches and the dregs of society one more time to do an overnight shift to get you through the Easter keg hunt. You're going to do it at 3 in the morning. Get here a little before 3. Yeah. Knock it out. Now, the first thing he's going to do is start a record and not talk for an hour, which is gold.
Gotta wake up.
And sleep. And get that thing started. So Brett's got a lot on his plate. He's supposed to hide kegs, but in an effort to keep Brett sane and not a 24-hour warrior, we're going to take his kegs. If you crack the code at Action Ride Shop, we're going to have codes here for the other kegs Brett has to hide. If they're gone, then Brett's off the hook for hiding in the middle of the night.
Oh, they'll be gone.
Oh, they wouldn't. Nope, you're not in charge of those.
Yeah, I am.
If they're not, Brett will take them. Brett will take them to EOS that night. And if he can't get them there, then he's going to hide them in the middle of this beautiful city somewhere for you guys to find on Friday morning. But there will be a chance tomorrow. I guarantee you a chance at the very least for up to three kegs. One for sure at Action Ride Shop. The second that code gets cracked, we'll start a new one right here in the studio on the phones for you guys listening. Each keg potentially worth $5,000. Well, actually, one of the 98 will be worth $5,000.
Could be $5,500, actually.
And there could be that. And you might find a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the $5,000 and two $500 ones. That's the ultimate day if you can manage that one.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
We'll find out. Yet 18 times we've done it, and I think I am responsible for zero champions. None of my kegs have been the magic keg. I think you were one.
I have. Brady got one.
And I don't think you've had one.
I haven't either.
Most of the time it's one of our salespeople or a promo person or whatever, but a lot of folks are hiding, and $5,000 on the line is pretty damn good. So just keep in mind tomorrow, the way this works, potentially giving away three of them already. This guy said, so we're getting 97 hints, or do we randomly look? Dylan, the way it works is Friday morning we go on the air. We have the locations of all the kegs with a hint next to each one. We'll take your calls. You'll say, I'm over on Dunlap and 54th Avenue. I'm like, all right.
Run.
There's one within a couple miles. You're going to get shot. We'll scream. Sell your house to Doug Hopkins and get out of there tomorrow. But we'll tell you where you are, you know, in the vicinity of a keg. Where will it be? We'll give you a hint. A lot of times the hint will lead you right to the area. Then you got to get out of your car and start searching for that. That's how that works. So we'll give you hints. We get a hint for every keg. If you call and ask about it, we'll give them out. Normally, the kegs are gone just before 9 a.m. We've got until usually right around 9 is when we got a few stragglers that haven't called in. It works the same, miraculously similar every single year. That is just a flood. Most of the time, the calls that come in are women, which is really odd. Probably because there's a man driving and the ladies are
safety.
Male.
Yeah,
safety first. Safety first. You call. I'm busy. And then they got their eyes out for that. We don't hide them in cemeteries. We don't hide them in schools. We're not allowed in malls anymore, although that was pretty fun.
Golf courses.
And why?
Parking garage.
You guys ruined the parking garage fun. That was my keg over at Fashion Square once. They put it up on the sixth floor of the parking garage. You guys found it. And then somebody said, let's drift. And they drift raced all around the parking garage for like 3 hours until the folks at the mall said, you're not allowed over here anymore. We've caused trouble in a lot of spots accidentally. Well, you guys have. But for the most part, you've been very good. But you can, no, don't go traipsing around golf courses, cemeteries, people's homes, you know,
public
schools.
Public buildings, yeah.
Well, yeah. We're not going in. Yeah. Well, there's going to be a few.
City hall and stuff like that. Oh, yeah? You're going to do that?
I mean, your tax dollars pay for it, bro.
I give a kick to City Hall now and again.
All right.
I'm not going to hide it there, but if it did happen nearby, I wouldn't. You know, you can wander around. That's government property. That's ours. We can walk around City Hall if we want. But they do frown upon gigantic metal buckets sitting out in front of government agencies.
Saying. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I was like, in this day and age,
don't
you
go to the FBI office and hide a keg. You know, it's probably not a good idea.
Yeah. And not to scare everybody, but terrorists, come on, take the day off tomorrow. We don't want to get tied into this thing where you guys use our game to plant your weapons. Am I right? If there's an Al-Qaeda listening going, finally, tomorrow I strike on Easter kegs. No, don't do that. Have some courage and don't hide behind a radio station.
Find a keg.
Yeah, go out, look for kegs. How bad can life be that you live in a country? How much worse is our country than yours? You don't have Easter kegs in the Middle East because of that whole Jesus hate thing. How much better would it be to have chocolate bunnies and an Easter keg hunt in Crapganistan? And you move here and blame us for all your problems. Take a breath. Realize what you're doing. You know, try to see the other side. For 2 seconds ago, wow, they do kind of have fun games over here. You're not playing. They don't have fun morning shows in Crapganistan. That's not happening.
John, do I have to get out my scuba gear and get the keg that's going to be tied to a quote-unquote dummy body in a lake somewhere?
No. Now, here's how that works.
I'll be here. That's not me.
Brett knows better than to tie an empty keg to a body. That's called a bobber.
That don't work.
Yeah, that marks the body.
You got to let water into the keg so it fills it up. Right. I mean, I'm just saying.
If you're going to do that, don't be a moron and have an air-filled bucket tied to your dead body. The body's
not working.
Holding it up.
And this guy asked, for the record, Brett, are your kegs going to be above ground and not buried? I don't bury. I don't bury kegs myself.
John does.
You have people for
kegs
that.
I don't bury.
I've buried kegs.
Yep.
Way out in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
I have thrown kegs into holes. Some of them, I'm surprised, are still not laying there. I mean, it's bad. I know you guys find them every time. Hiking trails and stuff like that. I don't know how
it's
they
amazing.
Do it.
It's amazing.
We had one in Sedona last year, or a couple years
That's
back.
Right.
Yeah, Try Smash and Ride Shop hit it.
They drove it all the way up to Sedona, rode it out on a bike, and put it. Somebody called us, and I found it. Like, what in the world? And they knew what they were doing. They drove up to get it.
Yeah.
It wasn't somebody in Sedona doing yoga after a really lengthy, troubling divorce, which is usually when people are standing in the woods doing yoga, trying to center themselves because that bastard.
It was actually floating. It was in a vortex.
It was above, and it had the face of God on it. But not the God you expect. One from India had like 100 arms. Pretty neat. Anyway, the Easter keg thing is Friday. Weather's perfect. Don't dick around. Don't wreck it for us. So far, 18 times we've done this, you guys have been model citizens. One broken bone that I know of. And those dudes wrestled for it over a mountain, and one guy fell down and broke his arm. That was fun. That was way back. That was early. And for the most part, no fist fights. I don't think we've had any altercations. So you guys have been pretty good about this. Let's keep it up.
There's always fun, this year.
Yeah,
fun sprints to the kegs.
I've seen some runs. I've seen videos of people charging
up a mountain. They were like elbowing each other running up that thing. And when me and Shannon drug it up there, we were out of breath as it was.
It's pretty awesome. We got a lot of places you can look. All over the valley, we're going to cover you up. And don't email us and say, are you going to hide them in Casa Grande? No.
Ew.
I mean, somebody doesn't go to Casa Grande.
It's bad enough we got to do Maryvale.
No. Yeah, Maryvale's. I'd rather go to Casa Grande than Maryvale, that's for sure. Anyway, it's 8:37. There you go. We're going to give you some stuff today. And keep in mind, those kegs, possibly three out the door tomorrow if you guys are smart. That's how it works. Easter keg 2024. It's here.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.